The will to prepare makes winners. How many times have you gone to the orchard and gone to get apples, and you went there with nothing to put the apples in? And when you got there, the man who owned the orchard said, "Well, pick up whatever you can, because the frost is coming tonight, and the apples will be no good tomorrow. They'll be frostbitten. So take all you can." And you got two hands. You go to the grocery store, and it's austerity time. And at the grocery store, they do not provide bags. You have to bring your own. And so you go to the store, and you don't take a bag along. And what are you going to buy? You're going to buy one or two items, because that's all you can carry. You go into the hardware store, into Home Depot or something like that, and you want to buy a couple items, and of course you always buy a few more. And you have a basket you push around, and then when you come out, they say, "I'm sorry, we don't have any bags." And so you have to carry them in your arms. You have to take off your shirt and use it as a bag to carry the stuff in. And so, or your jacket or whatever. Now, most people wouldn't think of that, but there's always a way. Now, when you go to your divine inner self and you say, "I'm whole and perfect," what sort of a receptacle do you have for your wholeness and perfection? Do you have a body that's riddled with problems and they bring it to your attention all the time that they're there? Or do you have a body that is pure as the white driven snow, just waiting for you to put into it some beautiful ideas and beautiful realities, beautiful expressions? When you go into your think time, do you say, "Oh, I just don't know, I just don't know, I just don't know"? And of course, the law provides you with no knowledge. But you go in there and you say, "I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer." And you have made yourself a receptacle for all the good that you choose to know. You have made yourself prepared to be a winner. Now, if you go to school and you don't take a pad of paper along and a pencil and a ballpoint pen perhaps and the books that are required, how much good are you going to get out of school? It's not a matter that you don't have it in your head, because you do, but the teaching of the school jogs what you have in your head, reminding you that you already know. And the pad of paper reminds you that you already know a lot of things too, that you cannot acquiesce to as quickly as you might without the pad of paper. So you write down the ideas the teacher says. You write down the little statements that are so powerful and so meaningful to you. And then you go home and you say, "Look what I learned today." And you read off your paper, and your mother says, "That's nice, sweetheart." And then your brother comes in. He says, "Mom, you know what I learned in school today?" With no paper, no pencil, because he read it on the way home again and again and again. And when he got home, he knew it. "You know what I learned in school today, Mom? I learned all this and all this and all this and all this." And the mother says, "Why, Johnny, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you." You see, anyone can read a book. Anyone can read what they've written on a pad of paper, which is all good for memory jogging. But the real learning, the real awareness, is when you have made it yours. The Good Stuff little magazine is sent to me every month. I have a subscription, and that's why it's sent to me. And in there is a lot of good little stuff. They have each month dedicated to Mother's Day, Father's Day, positive thinking, Valentine's Day, happy times, whatever, success, usually a lot of success. Norman Vincent Peale type stuff. Really good stuff. And so I read that. Now, they sent me a little notice at the end of the subscription. They said, we would like to know what the magazine has meant to you. Has it meant something to you that you shared it with others? What is the most important thing that it meant to you? And I said something to the effect that it's a memory jogger. It caused me to think thoughts that I'd often thought, but I hadn't put them down quite so succinctly. And so as I saw them put down succinctly by other authors, I thought, ah, yes, the way I would say it is like this, though. And then I would say it in my own way, taking the concept that was given. And so the magazine has been a very great blessing in being the source of a lot of statements that we have in our Thought for Today and Instant Illumination, which, by the way, this is, and in the other things, the Absolute Monastery, Absolute Philosopher. Now, all these things are only so good as when they jog something within us. And the little boy who comes home from school and recites to his mother what he has learned, and the little boy who comes home from school and reads off his notes to his mother what he's learned, they're both doing pretty good, each at their own level. The mother is probably more taken by the little boy who can recite it than by the little boy who reads it off of notes. But now stop and think. A lot of people are memory people. They memorize things very easily. And they remember it, and they remember it for as long as they need to have it, and then they forget. Now, each of us at school were taught to memorize certain sonnets from Shakespeare and stories and things. And as we were taught to memorize these things, if we were to ask ourselves now to say Trees by Joyce Kilmer, a song that I always dearly loved and dearly enjoyed and sang day and night for just forever, the words aren't there for some reason. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree that stands the dirtiest day with its arms outstretched to God to say something or other, but a beautiful song, a beautiful piece of poetry. And I had sung that enough that I should have had that bound down deep into my soul. Rather, what happened to me was I have a great love for trees. I have a great love for the forest. I have a great love for nature. I have a great love for being out in it and just being one with it and just living in that concept. And the song by Joyce Kilmer, if I remember the author, and the name of the song is Trees, I remember the name of the song, is very beautiful. And just like from Oklahoma, you know, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. You see, the idea of the song gets to you. The idea of the song is what has taken hold of your consciousness and your heart. And the idea of the song is what makes you prepared to be a winner, because you're claiming every day as beautiful and good. You're claiming everybody as beautiful and good. You're claiming all the world as beautiful and good. And this is what, in our instant illumination, we want to do. Always claim everything in our world beautiful and good. And in this instant illumination, the will to prepare makes winners. I interpret the will to prepare as we being prepared to receive our blessing, we being prepared to receive our wholeness, we being prepared to receive all of the love, the blessings that are in the universe. And it's not so much a matter of being prepared to receive, but acknowledging that it already is ours. And when we can acknowledge that it's already ours, then we will be the winner that we would like to be. When we can acknowledge that we already are all that we would like to experience in our life, right now we already are that, then we have made that wonderful activity which places us in the winner's circle. Think on these things and enjoy them, because that certainly is what makes the world go round, and it certainly is what makes our life go round. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.